Baby, it's my goal to love you, to honor you, and be faithful to you for the rest of our lives.
What? It's your goal to be faithful to me for the rest of our lives? Goal? Come on. If you said it was your goal to be faithful to me, it just wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because a goal, it needs to be stronger than that.
Why? People always hit their goals.
They don't always hit their
goals. What if it was my New Year's resolution to be faithful and love you for the rest of our lives?
Still wouldn't work.
Nope. And you know, and that's exactly it right there, is that people set goals all the time, and then how many times do they not hit goals? It's because they don't carry any weight whatsoever. So, you know, me saying it would be my goal to be faithful is ridiculous, as you can see. So what we're here to talk about is a totally new model on how to get what you want out of your life. And it's not by setting these weak, wimpy, baby goals, it's by setting out declarations that work. So we've been studying high performers, been studying Olympic athletes, celebrities, and we work with some Navy SEALs who are amazing, and we've been breaking it down, and we came up with a model on how to get what you want out of your life, and it's not by setting goals, because goals don't carry any weight. So what I'm excited to talk about is a process that we have where it's a five-step process that starts with a vision. And so we go from a vision, and it's what do you want out of your life, where do you want to get to, and when you can really clarify that vision and break that down, then it's about the declaration, because a declaration carries a lot of weight. A declaration is something that you've never done before.
Yeah.
A declaration is something that you say publicly, and now you're on the hook for it. So a declaration could be something like, well, I'm going to sign up for a men's physique fitness competition, which is something that I just recently did. And I'm putting this model into use because I've been going up and down with my weight and health for a while. Ever since I met Megan, before I was like in decent shape, and then I've been going up and down and up and down with my weight. But then I said, how am I gonna do something about this? And Coach Megan pretty much encouraged me to do it.
Yeah.
So why did you encourage me to make a declaration, and why does this work?
Because I wanted it to be challenging. I wanted it to be something that was challenging for you, that would then set a habit so that you could create the healthy lifestyle that I know you've been looking for the past couple of years. And by declaring something where you have to actually get on stage, or where you're actually doing something, that means you have to follow through with it. And you're declaring it, you teach it, you declare, okay, I'm gonna do this online, and then you also associate the pain with it as well. So if you don't do it, then what's gonna happen?
I don't wanna be a chunkster walking on this stage,
right,
competing with these ripped guys, because I declared it, and it comes back to your integrity. And your integrity is about keeping your word. And so the process is clarifying what it is that you want. So whether it's love, which is, I actually use the same process to meet my beautiful wife, Megan Ann. What up? I use this for business, being $50,000 in debt, to then going from $50,000 in debt, being in the worst financial spot in my entire life, to then creating a vision about selling a company in 2 years, publicly declaring that I was going to do it. I even tattooed a goal on my chest that I was gonna make it happen. So I put all of my eggs in the basket. I made that such a strong commitment. It wasn't a goal to sell a business in 2 years. I declared it. And then what happened is, in 2 years, I made it happen. I achieved it. So the process, flipping back to health, is that when Megan encouraged me to do something about it, and she's like, well, why don't you compete in this men's physique contest? That was the furthest possible thing outside of my comfort zone that I could have ever imagined. Because I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not, I'd like to be ripped, but it's not like a huge, massive desire. So this really connect with a deeper level of why. It was, if I commit to doing that, it's gonna force me to completely change all my behaviors. It's gonna force me to learn how the right things to eat, the right macros for gains, dude. And and it's gonna force all these correct behaviors that I wanted in my health. And it's not just about the abs or the tan, the Snooki-like tan or Cheeto dust. It's because my why for this is about our life together. Our why is, we have a little baby boy, Aiden. Our why is, I wanna be around. So think about, what is it that you want? You know, if you're setting a goal or a New Year's resolutions, how many times in the past do they not work? And they don't work. We have so many years of history of them not working. versus try this process. Clarify your vision, then declare publicly what you're going to do and make it something you've never done before. Mm-hmm. The other important piece is the declaration has to have a when to it.
Yes.
So when I made the timestamp, so I made the declaration to compete in this men's physique contest, well, I signed up for it and that's March 18th. Mm-hmm. The other factor with that is that by making the declaration, I've got about 11,000 friends, followers on Facebook, I'm now committed to because I said I was gonna do it.
Yeah.
So from that situation, it has, instead of me pushing with my health, I'm now being pulled and I now have this internal fire and motivation to achieve it because I'm on the hook for this massive declaration. Mm-hmm. So the next step from there is writing your letter. So I would love for you to share what the letter, how to write the letter, what that's like.
Oh, yes. Writing the letter is such key, especially to this process, because you are really getting your thoughts out on a piece of paper or typing it out, and you are writing it as if it has already happened. So the emotions that you're going to feel, what in Nick's case, what he's going to look like, but for you, whatever it is that you are declaring, you want to really feel and embody the emotion that's going to come from actually hitting that declaration. So it's super simple. Write as if it has already happened. It's that day. So for Nick, it would be on March 18th. Here I am on the, I just walked off the stage and
got number one,
you know? Yeah, exactly. Declaring that he's going to get first place. So the emotion that he's feeling with that. And then after you write it, what you want to do is you want to read it every morning when you wake up and then every night before you go to bed, because you want to also train your subconscious mind to really embody that declaration so that you are definitely gonna hit it, because your subconscious mind is gonna take over because it's as if it has already happened.
And that's the thing, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between pretend and reality. So when you read that letter every single day, you're actually training yourself, you're creating new neural pathways, you're training your brain and rewiring it. It goes from all these old bad habits to every single day, you're visualizing, you're creating the emotion. Reading the letter should give you goosebumps because it's you having achieved that result. What does it feel like? Someone saying that they're proud of you, you being proud of yourself, achieving the money, the love, or the health, whatever it is for you. And so reading it every day also keeps you fired up when life throws challenges. You know, I did this whole fitness challenge thing. Our baby came 6.5 weeks early. Mm-hmm. That's a little minor monkey wrench in the plan. Totally sidetrack things, but it's also an excuse, right? Mm-hmm. So I could, you know, you've got to, because I had this big declaration, had to find a way to still persevere through it because there's no excuses. So that's the third step, is the letter. Now the fourth step is to resource up, because if you're going to do something that you've never done before, who do you need to become to achieve that result? What do you need alongside you to achieve that result? For me, resourcing up was I signed up for that competition. That's a form of resourcing up. Reading a book is a form of resourcing up. Hiring a coach, you know, is a form of resourcing up. What can you do to get yourself to become the person that will actually achieve that vision, because it's something you've never done before? And so step number five is choosing faith over
fear.
Bam. Faith over fear, because what's gonna happen is life is going to throw you so many obstacles. And here's the mindset, is that the bigger the obstacle that gets thrown in your way, the bigger the monkey wrench that gets thrown into your spokes, it's like every single thing that happens when you adopt the new mentality that, wow, this big challenge came up that's holding me back from achieving this vision and declaration or achieving this result. Like, you have to have the awareness and say, in that moment, I'm gonna choose faith in myself that I can do it instead of allowing the fear to come in. The first week, remember the first week I was going to the gym, I get rear-ended on the highway in my awesome car that I just recently got. I get rear-ended on the way to the gym. Like, any possible scenario, baby coming early, getting rear-ended, like all these different things happening to take me off that track. But every single day it's reading that letter. I had my resource, I hired a coach to help me get there. And then every single day, faith over
fear.
Boom. So what I want you to do, this is just a little tiny taste of what we have for you. So this training is something we're so passionate about. You know, having coached over 2,551 people to get what they want, more money, love, happiness, better health. And so we have a whole process. This 5 steps, we go deeper. We have an advanced training for you that I would love for you to check out. So if you go to lifeonfirewebinar.com, you can pop in your email, get free access to a full intensive training on how you can apply this to your life. Personalized vision and action plan for your life, because don't let another year go by where maybe you're setting goals, maybe you're not, that's even worse. Maybe you're setting New Year's resolutions and they're not happening. You know, if something's out of place in your life, or if your life isn't perfect yet, then what are you gonna do now to change it? You know, you can keep getting more of the same and the same and the same, or you can take a stand for yourself right now. Go to lifeonfirewebinar.com, pop in your email. We would love to hang out with you, share this content with you, and it'll literally change your life. And that is super cliche, but I want you to take that gamble. Trust in us, tap into this advanced content, and you'll be so glad that you did. Megan Ann, any last words?
Lifeonfirewebinar.com.